Psalms, Chapter 74. Mashal of Asaph, O God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have gotten of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, and Mount Zion, in which you have stayed. Lift up your feet to the perpetual ruins. All the evil that the enemy has done in the sanctuary, your adversaries have roared in the midst of your assembly. They have set up their ensigns for signs. They seemed as men who lifted up axes on a thicket of trees. And now all its carved work, they break down with hatchet and hammers. They have set your sanctuary on fire. They have profaned the dwelling place of your name by casting it to the ground. They said in their heart, "Let us make havoc of them altogether." They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We don't see our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary reproach? Will the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why do you draw back your hand, even your right hand? Pluck it out of your bosom and consume them. Yet God is my King of old. Working salvation in the midst of the earth, you divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces. You gave him to be food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You split fountain and flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Yahweh, and that a foolish people has blasphemed your name. O, don't deliver the soul of your turtledove to the wild beast. Don't forget the life of your poor forever. Have respect to the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of violence. Oh, don't let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you all the day. Do not forget the voice of your adversaries. The tumult of those who rise up against you ascends continually.